Welcome to the National Instruments Podcast. My name is Cameron Shaw. I'm a product manager for LiveView NNI. And I'm here with Christina Rogers, a senior software engineer working on the LiveView development team. Today we're going to discuss object-oriented programming in LiveView, a new feature introduced with LiveView 8.20, and really get a LiveView developer's perspective on object-oriented programming. So Christina, let's start with a little bit something about yourself. How long have you been on the LiveView team, and what have you worked on?
I've been on the LiveView team for 9 years now, and I've worked on a variety of projects. Things you might have seen would be the Getting Started window, the new file dialog, the navigation window or the bird's eye zoom, printing, report generation, lots of things over the years.
So have you worked both in C and LabVIEW during that time?
Yes, I do projects in C++ and also in LabVIEW.
So how do you compare your development in C and C++ and LabVIEW?
Well, I do a lot of user interface features, and I find that it's easier to prototype user interfaces using LabVIEW panels. And then, of course, when I go to implement them, I don't have to rewrite everything if I actually implement it in G. I also find LabVIEW programming is more fun than text-based programming.
Well, that's good to hear. So how do you see LabVIEW developers using O? Like, what are the benefits or trade-offs that they'd make in their design implementation?
From my experience so far, there is a slight cost in that you end up with more VIs than you would in a task-based approach. But it's not necessarily a bad thing because you end up with more VIs that have more targeted functionality in each. And so you find it's easier later to debug the system and to extend it, creating new functionality. The cost of having more VIs, of course, is more files to manage, more icons to create, more documentation to create. But I think that people will find it's a lot easier to step into one of these systems and see like where the code is and where they're going to add functionality or where they need to fix a bug. And it'll be a VI will have a much more focused functionality so that you can see it.
So do you think it's when you're really getting large applications where you need a lot of modular code, we have teams of developers, is it more geared for that type of thing, more useful?
I think it's definitely going to help for large applications because you frequently have experiences where you're looking at code that you didn't write. And although we try to encourage good development practices like using lots of sub-VIs and writing comments on your diagrams, sometimes you just find feature creep means you just try to add a little bit more and a little bit more and you end up with this big VI that no one knows what it does and everyone's afraid to change it because if you change something, you might break some functionality of what you didn't know it did. So when you have object-oriented programming with lots of smaller VIs, you'll be able to see easier where the functionality is. It helps you break down the problem better. And then, of course, when you have large teams of people, some people can be working on certain parts of the system without interfering so much with people that are working on other parts.
Great. So how do you expect existing users to take their applications and migrate them or get started with new applications?
Well, O is going to mean different things to different people. The main focus for this release is encapsulation, data encapsulation, which means that you can make your data private to your class. Inheritance, which means that you can extend functionality by creating child classes. And polymorphism, which means that you can actually change the behavior of a system by creating new methods for new classes that inherit from existing classes without having to change the VIs that actually do the calling.
So do I have to write everything object-oriented, or can I combine like the existing ways of developing LabVIEW applications and object-oriented?
Well, no, you don't have to use the new features. The object-oriented programming in LabVIEW is integrated with LabVIEW, so you can use it only where it's appropriate, where you have problems that make sense to solve with object-oriented design. You just use the OO for that section.
So within an application, I can make use of object-oriented development in certain pieces?
Oh, certainly.
Okay. And can you, like, what's an example of where that would make sense?
Well, if you have large applications where you have sections that are broken down in terms of nouns, the way object-oriented programming people usually think of it is that it's nouns and verbs. The objects become nouns and then the actions become verbs, as opposed to task-based programming where you think of the tasks that need to be accomplished for the application. So you find a section that makes sense for nouns and verbs, and then you start writing it in that way.
So let me try and work that into like a real example. So if I was testing, let's say, cell phones, and I had cell phones and I have to camera phones and I need to make a call, what you're saying is I'd create a class for a cell phone and then I have a method or a VI that says make the call or test the call?
Right. And the thing is, on a method, you have to think of it as asking the object to do something. So instead of saying I want to calculate the area of this shape that I know is a square and giving it, you know, the parameters for that, you create a shape that is a square, and then you tell it to give me your area, and it does behind the scenes whatever calculations it needs to do to accomplish that.
So there's a lot of, knowledge just with object-oriented design to be able to make proper use of it that people need to sort of get some basic understandings of that.
When they want to do full-fledged object-oriented design, yes, they're probably going to have to get some education on the approaches to object-oriented design. But I think that there are a lot of the features of object-oriented programming in LabVIEW that people that even aren't doing full-fledged object-oriented design will take advantage of. You can create custom wire designs, for example, on your classes. So when you have a typedef cluster, instead of just a pink wire, you can make it be a special wire so that you know that's that particular cluster that I need.
Oh, so you can actually change the color of the wires when you're using classes?
Yes, you can change the pattern and the colors.
So have you seen any diagrams with really funky colors on them?
Not yet, but I expect that it has the potential to be abused.
It'll be fun to see that. It'll be as exciting as some of the UIs we get to see all the time. So are you using object-oriented features in your development now?
I've started using object-oriented features for the next version of LabVIEW, yes.
What feature are you working on?
The new Getting Started window.
So that's the first screen that comes up when we launch?
That's the opening screen, yes, for LabVIEW.
Oh, well, that's great to know. Well, thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast on object-oriented development in LabVIEW. We've had Christina Rogers, a senior software engineer from the LabVIEW team, join us today. For more information on new features in LabVIEW 8.20, please visit ni.com/LabVIEW/upgrade.
This has been a National Instruments production. Copyright 2006, National Instruments Corporation, all rights reserved.